Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Striving for, and maybe you can take a breath now that we hit Friday. Hi, everyone. I'm Bonnie Albers with Bonnie Albers on Air. You know, today I just am going to get into what is going on in the cosmos for me and the show and all of you, I hope, listening. Today I am going to have a great show talking about, and they keep telling me I'm still not done with the chakras, so I am going to mix it up a little because I'm just going to, maybe it's for me, but if I've got to read about that root chakra, I think I'm going to root myself like a tree. So I am going to move on, but I do want to tell you what is going to be and what is happening, because such great things are happening for the show technology-wise. First, you know that I am on YouTube. I keep trying to put the show that I did last week on YouTube. I just have 15-minute segments, but I am going to talk to YouTube, get to somebody that will allow me to post the whole shows. So I don't know if anybody out there understands why I can't, but they're not giving me the whole amount of 2 hours or an hour, and so I'm having to break it up into 15-minute little segments. So next week, you will see a lot more new vids on YouTube. Please subscribe to my channel, Bonnie Albers on Air, and that way you can see me and you'll hear my guests or you'll hear the people talking, and one of them might be you. So tune in to YouTube. Also, I'm on Facebook. I do have a website up, which, it's been up for a couple months. I haven't gotten it exactly like I want it, but you'll get the idea when you go. It's BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. You have a contact page. You can contact me. I do readings. I do counseling. I combine them. So you can send me a little, there's a drop box, which you would prefer, reading or counseling. Really, you get both. But whichever one you want to concentrate on the most, and it'll send me an email, and then I will get back to you. Now, when you're checking off one of the boxes, because this is the part I didn't get to, just let me know if you want a 30 or 60 minute reading or counseling. Also, I am really super excited that we are having much better sound. I talked to Blog Talk, so hopefully we're going to be getting rid of a lot of the problems that we've been having. And also, I am now on podcast in iTunes. I thought I was in podcast in iTunes 8 months ago, but it seemed like I'm the only one that got the podcast. It never went out. So they're fixing the RSS feed, and you will be able to find me on iTunes, and so you can download all the podcasts right there. They said give it anywhere from 3 to 5 days, so if you could just keep checking for me and let me know if you hear it there, and I will too. But this is great, because then you can just download it on iTunes. You don't have to worry about coming to Blog Talk if you're not logged in, and I think that's fabulous. So it is Friday the 13th. What's everybody think about Friday the 13th? I know that a lot of mediums and psychics have been on the airwaves talking about Friday the 13th. I've seen a couple interviews. And my big thing about Friday the 13th is I always add, like a lot of numerologists, 3 and 1 is 4. 4 is a pretty grounding number. So I never worry about Friday the 13th. I worry about the people that worry about Friday the 13th and how they drive. So I would love to hear and chat how you all feel about Friday the 13th. For me, my sister was born on the 13th, but I don't really remember if it was a Friday. It was August. So the 13 never bothered me. In fact, it was one of my favorite numbers, except you can't find it on an elevator. Most hotels don't have it, or high-rise apartment complexes. So interestingly enough, this superstition goes way back, and people who are in position of power and prestige also don't put it in their buildings. It's just shocking to me how many are, actually I just never thought about it, but how many places don't have the number 13. So again, I would love to hear in chat how you feel about the 13th. And now I am going to tell you, we have some fabulous guests starting next week. Monday, of course, it is Coffee and Convo with me. Wake up, world! And I am hoping I'm going to go to another chakra, but I am hoping we can actually start past life regression. And I have so many peeps to tell you about, and where to find the great books, and all about how I feel auras, and I can usually tell, and it's in your chart, what if you're coming, what you're learning this lifetime, what you've actually experienced in your last lifetimes. You all could do that if you really think about first I'll tell you that, and I probably shouldn't go into it right now, but first I'm going to tell you about if you have phobias, fears, or any type of tics that you can't figure out, you were born with or developed at a young age, you can look back into your past lives, and that's where this karmic thread is. That's why a lot of past life regressionists and mind control, the Silva mind control, which is really you controlling your mind, not us controlling your mind, they help you go back and back to heal and to take out all that imprint on your karmic threads of your past lives. I can tell you, you know, I always relate everything to me, of course, and it's only because I figure that you all are listening, and so if I relay something from me, you can probably grab it from your life too. But I have a fear of, actually don't have a fear, I just don't do it. I can't watch war movies. So, and especially the Second World War. And I know that I've had a past life in that. And actually, just to let everyone know, most people, there were so many people that perished in that war of all different races, religions, and everything. They came back pretty quickly. So you'd say, well, Bonnie, you're this age. How could you have been reincarnated that quick? Oh, yeah. When tragedy happens, you can come actually right back. So I love that. Also, I know I came back pretty quick in the second or third lifetime, and it is just unbelievably how you can start putting together your fears, phobias, and tics, and find them in your past life. A lot of time, they're karmic ancestral threading that happens with diseases and things of that nature, and it's really interesting how they can start healing your present by taking you back into your past lives and looking at that karmic threading, breaking that thread and healing it and bringing you back to the present life. If you read Brian Weiss's book, Many Lives, Many Masters, which I read eons ago, he was the one I feel that was the forerunner of past life regression therapy. He was from Harvard. And he had a patient or a client that you would call it in Miami who was working in a hospital. And they asked, the hospital administrators asked her to see Brian Weiss, Dr. Weiss, because she was working in a kitchen and she had so many fears and phobias and she was a very good employee. It turned out that she went back into lifetimes. He never really ever did this. He really didn't believe in, you know, past life or karma at that point until one of his regressions with her, when he saw he could, she told him all about his son who is no longer on the earth plane. When she told him, she would have no more known Brian Weiss or his family or about anybody that passed away in his family. And that started him on the journey of his lifetime. So please, if you haven't read the book, it's a fabulous book. That I think, and I've read it a long time ago, but that book, I think she had a fear of flying. She had a fear of walking outside. She had a fear of, you know, she had so many fears, and he brought her to the present time that she could function. She went to work. She could ride a plane. I mean, it was amazing what, Brian Weiss did for this, healthcare worker. And I think, like I said, she was in the kitchen. But don't quote me, because that was, even though I'm only 17, I think I read it 30 years ago. So please get that book if you're interested in, if you're really a novice at past life at regression. I really believe that that's where you need to start. After Brian Weiss, there has been a lot. So let's throw out the chakras for today. But after Brian Weiss, the next set a group of books I love on past life regression therapy was written by Dr. Michael Newton. He wrote three of them, and it was Destiny of Souls, Journey of Souls, and the third one I think is a combination of all the regressionists that he taught and what they experienced with their clients. These are amazing books going into past life regression. So if you have any phobias or fears, even like, you know, now they help you with smoking, they help you with weight loss, They help you with fear of the water. It all stems from your past lives and what you have to break there in order to really get the help you need in the present life. So I just love that. Now, there used to be what we called immersion therapy, where, you know, let's say you didn't like water. They put you in the water 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 20 times and dunked your head till you weren't afraid anymore because you just were worn out. And then they felt that you were cured of this. Well, we found out that's not true. So again, if you have any fears or phobias, and you can do this yourself, you just have to get some of these books that have the self-hypnosis. There are plenty of people who work on karmic threading from past lives, and I just think it's so fascinating. I love the past lives and the regression of, did you ever meet somebody on the street and think you knew them? Oh, my Lord. It happened here on our show, and Candy can tell you. And she's probably laughing right now. So did you ever feel like you knew somebody, or you just start talking to people and you're comfortable with them? A lot of times, again, I went into that deja vu, and it's that we all come down as soul family. So we might not recognize each other here, but honey, when we go home, we're going to know who came with us. We're going to know who helped us. And the ones that we have the most challenges with, they say, are our bestest buds up in spirit, because they know coming down here, it is going to be a tough road for them and for the person they came to support. So I think that's really interesting too. So maybe that take, you could look at people who give you challenges and look at them in a different way. What are they teaching me? What am I learning? How do I deal with a challenged person? How do I deal with someone who challenges me? And when you can overcome a lot of those difficulties, that's when the lessons are learned. And, you know, I always say thank the ones who have given you the most trouble, because they're the ones that actually make and leap your soul to the next level. So I just think that's so fascinating and wonderful. And yes, we love everyone that's kind to us, who love us back, who help us. I mean, that we come down with either those kind of people or those kind of pets. So because we are here to love and be loved. Some people are much more quiet and more guarded, and they're much more in touch with their pets or plants, meaning that they feel they get the nurturing and the love from a pet. It's unconditional. Some people love plants. I see people in gardens that touch plants like I would hold the baby, and they just love the color, the smell, the way it grows. You know, plants give us life. It's got chlorophyll and oxygen. It actually gives CO2, so we have to take it out of, we can't put plants in people who have ICU beds for that reason. You can't imagine what the earth does for us. And a lot of people don't even know that plants give us life. Besides that we eat them, they actually give and take off oxygen. So, you know, you see a lot of people that just love and nurture their plants. They love and nurture their pets. And yes, we're here to love each other as human beings, and we hope that happens. But just remember, keep your heart open, because the hardest challenges in this lifetime is when our soul really grows. And I think when you don't find that love of your life or love of a person or a friend, it's usually you need to look inside and see what you're emanating out and what you can change to be able to bring that love in. And I'll give you an example, and then I'm going to go to the phone lines. Here, if you are, you stay in your house, you stay away from people, you'd much rather, you know, be away from people. Well, you've taken out all the friends that maybe you'll meet sitting at Starbucks, walking in the park and walking your dog, going to a cat lovers convention. So, you know, what I say is this: if you really want love in this world and you're not finding it easy, sometimes you got to get out there and look for it, and look for it in places that you would never have looked for it before. I have a friend who had a very bad divorce, And he never ever thought about going to a dog show. This is so strange. And he heard that the dog show was going to be in town. He had nothing to do. He didn't want to sit in his house. He's a healthcare worker. He went. He met his next wife sitting next to him. He got interested in why she was there. She is also a nurse. And she said, oh, because I have a pet, but I can't really, you know, I'd love him to be a show dog, but I can't. I don't have the time, but I love to watch them. They've been married, I probably would say, for the last 15 years. And he had a family before, and she did too, and they are happily, happily still married today. And that was because both of them, not knowingly why spirit drove them to a dog show, went with their heart. So again, I'm going to ask you, if you can't find love or you don't find love, do something out of the box that you would really enjoy doing and start putting yourself out there. So now that I gave that lecture and I threw caution to the wind, I am going to tell you that that spirit, and I'm going to go to 630 in just a second, but spirit asks me all the time to keep, well, actually for the last couple of weeks, to go through the chakra chart and tell you about what it actually rocks and what diseases and how they affect you. So we did the root chakra, and they keep saying we're not done with the root chakra, but I am being drawn so much today to the solar plexus. And you know, I'm just going to give you a little bit about the solar plexus, because I am actually going to go into it next week. The solar plexus is that it's located on your upper abdomen. It is our ability to be confident and in control of our lives. It's our self-worth, self-confidence, and self-esteem. I love that, because I think that should be your sacral chakra, because that should come right after the root chakra. But hey, I always want to change everything. So anyway, that is one of the most important chakras. I have intuitive next to it, and I'm the one that says that. Because do you ever get a gut feeling? Where you get that gut feeling from is your solar plexus, and I rock that with spirit. Did you ever feel like you can't go to a place, that you start to get there and you get this gnawing feeling in your stomach that something isn't right, and we ignore it and you go there and it's a disaster? Or you get butterflies in your stomach and you anticipate something happening and you have a great time, something happens there. This is what I call your solar plexus intuition, because it is linked to your self-worth, your self-confidence, and your self-esteem, all about self. And self, we are spirit. So I feel that's the other chakra that we also feel the intuitive part of us. Now, I'm going to go into, because that's what a spirit wanted me to do with root chakra, what their physical problems could be if you have solar plexus issues. Now, I have to tell you that I'm not a doctor. I am a Western medicine girl with Eastern influence. So if you have any of these diseases, just don't try to clear your solar plexus chakra. What I'd like you to do is, if they're serious enough, to make sure that you go see a doctor and also clear your solar plexus chakra, which you should clear your chakras anyway. So the solar plexus chakra is associated with the color yellow. I love that, because it's the sun. That's why I think it's so intuitive, this plexus. Problems that you can develop physically are with the pancreas, including diabetes and hypoglycemia, digestive difficulties such as gastric or duodenal ulcers, liver problems, cirrhosis, hepatitis, liver cancer, hiatal hernia, hemorrhoids. Oh my God, who doesn't have them if you've delivered kids? Oh, but don't tell anybody. Varicose veins and problems with your spleen. Now, here's what you can do about it. You can spend time in the sun. That's why it rocks with your yellow, the color yellow, that chakra. You can do it in the early morning or before sunset. Physical movement awakens and recharges your body, especially first thing in the morning, which is why I have wake up and wrap your world up with Bonnie at 9 o'clock in the morning. Try Tai Chi, yoga, or Pilates outside if possible. And gardening, which we just talked about, is a great idea to help your solar plexus. Why does it work? Slowing down and becoming acquainted with who you are and what you are really about and what makes you feel good is really the key word, you, for your solar, your solar plexus chakras, health. Being in the sun supports an increase of energy, vitality, and it is a correction to self. When we are fit and healthy, we feel able to take action. Our intentions are clearly focused. We can calm down and stand in our power, which I love. So if you, any color, citrine's yellow, rock a yellow crystal, quartz, and you know, concentrate, meditate on that third chakra, which is your solar plexus, I think that that will help clear your self-image, self-worth, and who you feel and what you feel yourself is. So if you'll work on that, that would be fabulous. I think that goes with the root chakra. I think a lot of people are having issues with self-esteem and self-respect and self-worth. So that is one. In fact, I was told, I think I have too much of it, but I was told to work on that chakra also. So if you can just concentrate on it, meditate, it only takes about 2 minutes and see about clearing and what comes up for you and how that feels. If you feel like that's your issue and you start crying, which is what is one of the symptoms about a blocked chakra, you can start meditating. There are chakra notes that you can listen to. In fact, it told you to go out in the sun, but there are chakra videos, there's chakra music, there's chakra CDs that will clear your chakra. The note for that chakra, and I have it here, is the E. So if you find music, I don't know what note goes with E, but I know that E is the note for the solar chakra. You could probably like go on YouTube and find all of that. So now that we've talked about the chakras, I'm so excited to get back to the phone lines. I hope you all enjoy this. I'd like you to know in chat whether you like hearing about this. Spirit does tell me what to talk about because you know I just talk about anything. So I am going to the phone lines. 3-0, you're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hey, hi, Bonnie. This is Lisa. Hi, I called you a while ago. How are you doing?
I'm good, Lisa. How are you today?
Good. So I started my new job and I just wanted to know, you know, what vibes you have from there.
Okay, wait. Let's talk a little bit. I want to get your aura. I know you're excited, and I know I can feel that you're awful happy that you started your new job. So let's talk about it for a bit. First of all, where are you from, Lisa?
Illinois.
Okay. Tell us what new job you started and when.
Well, about a month ago. So I got, you know, in an office. I think you remember I called. I was looking for a while.
Yes, I did. I don't remember everyone that calls, but I do remember your voice and your aura. So it's not that I don't remember. Sometimes I can't remember where you're from because I'm telling you, if you're not from New York, which is where my daughter is, or Florida, where I am, it's tough for me to start remembering. But I am excited that you started this job. Why do you have? Why are you questioning how you feel about it?
No, I'm not. I just wondered what you see, right?
Oh, I see. Listen, I feel like you're really happy. I think that you started that job, and I think I remember if you were the lady I was telling that you would like the people there and that they would like you. I feel that you're overqualified for the job, but you're. It's okay because I do feel that you're going to be happy there. And it might take a little time to, you know, I don't know how you move in that, you know, I don't know what that corporation looks like or office.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like eventually there'll be something else that opens up there that you might be more that might be more challenging for you. But I feel like this is the perfect place to start. because I think you need to get familiar. I think you like the social aspect. Mm-hmm. I love that you're working, and you need to really they're showing me the root chakra again. You really have to kind of base yourself and get the lay of the land is what they're telling me. And once you do that, you're going to be so, this is so easy for you is what they're saying to me. So when that happens, you'll be looking for doing more and over the expected work that you're doing. And that's when I think you'll be recognized for when another position comes open. So does that sound like where you are?
Yeah, so, and do you think they're real happy with my work, the people and all that?
Oh, I think they like you, absolutely. And I think that, I think, you know, bosses, I have to tell you this because I can feel, they don't ever say it and they're always looking leery at people, maybe. So I would not worry about that as long as you know that you are doing the best job that you can. Because I believe that there's jealousy in people and, you know, and they're worried about their job. So when they
yeah, especially if you're overqualified, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's all, I was just going to say that. If you're overqualified and they know it or they feel it, they're always threatened. So I feel like as long as you are happy that you do your work, that you don't step on their toes but show ambition, you'll be fine. Because I really believe all the people that you work with really like you. So I really wouldn't worry about administration because they always look weary at people, and I don't think that you need to worry about the job.
Yeah, I know, and that I'm doing the job, right? That they think I'm doing the job good. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I wonder for person, and then how long do you think it would take before you might be able to move up?
Well, I, you know, as soon as you said that, they gave me 6/9. So when they do that, it either means 6 to 9 months or 6/9. They don't give me a year. So the thing is, I know it would either be 6 to 9 months or it could be the month of June around the 9th.
Okay.
But, you know, that's how they give me numbers.
Well, I don't think June. Yeah. But, so just keep on taking initiative and go beyond even once you know everything and all that.
Absolutely. But let me just tell you something, and this is why I see that person sitting off to the side looking at you. Make sure that you've got all your ducks in a row on the bottom level before you think about taking on more jobs that are higher than you are, because you are going to get them. But they have to see a solid base. And you can't get that's why they're showing me 6 to 9, because you really can't be in a job less than that. Unless something comes open quickly, that you're proving yourself. So I do I do believe it's going to happen for you, and I do believe that you are way overqualified for what you took. But guess what, sister? It'll just give you that much more incentive to get up and show them what you're made of.
Okay, and then personally, what do you see, like, because, like, I was thinking of joining a dating service, that kind of thing, like one of those online things. I just have a lot more time now.
I love that. I'm one that promotes that. And let me tell you, there's a new one that opened up that I see 4 or 5 people. They just are, but they're young. So I'm not sure what the age group is. And I'd like you to look it up because it's called.
Oh, I have a couple in mind for maybe older, you know. So,
50 and
do
over.
Do you see anything happening, like, you know, for me, just social-wise, like dating and all?
I absolutely do. I believe that when you start moving the energies toward meeting people, which is online dating, you know, I did have a whole, I was going to put on my website, but then my website, 3 of them, I had to take off because people got my password. So I was, one of the big things I have is what your front page has to look like and what you should do and what you shouldn't do. But I'm not going to go into that right now, but if you need to find out how to do it.
I've done it before, but I just wondered if you see me, you know, dating. Because, I mean, I had people interested. I just haven't met anybody that I'm interested in at all this year, you know.
Well, that's, you know, that's the good thing about dating online. You really can find who you have interest in and with, because that's what you're putting on your front page. So when you talk to them, if let's say you play canasta and they don't, but it's really a big part of you, then you know that you're not going to, you know, probably gel with somebody that doesn't play anything, because, or that maybe they're willing to learn canasta. See, you know, it's all in what you expect from the other person. And I can tell you that opposites do attract. You just have to know what opposite it is. So here's a good example. Why haven't you been?
I think opposites a lot of times do attract. But do you see, like, within a certain amount of time that I might meet someone this year that I've been interested in?
I think you're going to meet a few people. And I think before you meet, like, somebody you're really going to like, I see that you're going to go through 3 or 4 people. And I don't mean that you're going to date them for a long time, but you'll meet them. And I think if I could give you advice, the more that you go out and meet somebody, and I believe in meeting for coffee, not for dinner or drink, I believe that you're going to get the hang of it a lot quicker, because that's what they're telling me. And by the 4th or 5th time, you'll meet somebody. I see about 3 that you're going to not really gel with, but that you'll like a little. And then I think that after the 3rd one, and they're going to come pretty quick. I think after that, you're going to meet somebody that you really, really gel with, and that you're going to call me up and tell me you're in love. So, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Because, like, I'm a big art lover and stuff, but, like, they don't have to be an art lover, but you have to have some interest. And I do agree you could be even opposite, but, you know, some things that you both like doing, whether it be theater or, you know, just nature, you know what I mean? Just different things.
I agree. Well, listen, I agree. My husband, I can tell you that too much opposites, they attract but don't really have a lot in common, and they're at the stage where if you're over 40, that's not a great thing. So just, this is what I'm saying. If you're an artist and you get somebody who is a, he's a corporate America and he knows nothing about art, what you need him to do is say, oh my goodness, I've always been interested, I just never had time, can you teach me? And there again, you've got an interest that then meshes together. You don't want somebody that'll say, oh, you're an artist, I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm not interested in anything you do, and you're not interested in any, but hey, we've got a good, you know, sex life, or we like dinner. You don't want to find someone like that. You want to find somebody to share.
You're like wasting your time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Look for somebody. They can be opposite, but they have to have an interest in learning about you as you them.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much, Ben.
You're welcome, honey. Please call me back and let me know how everything's going.
Okay. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. You too. Drink some coffee, put your feet up, and relax.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye. I just love that. Just to let everybody know, opposites, it's funny because I do this for a living. I just, the radio is just taking up a lot of my time, and I love that, and that's where my interest lies. But my clients, I can tell you, a lot of them, when you're young, opposites do attract. But when you get over the age of 40, looking closer to 50 and up, what you want is somebody to share your hobbies with. And if they don't have the same hobbies as you do, what you want is them to share the idea that they want to learn. Like, I can't write, although I've been told I'm going to write a book or two. And so if I met an author, now I'm married for 34 years, so I did marry my opposite, and it works out perfectly, but that was when we were 20, so he was my soulmate. But what I wanted to explain is, if you meet somebody at the age of 50, and again, I gave you the example, Wall Street numbers versus artist, you want to make sure that there's a lot more in common, because when you both retire, or when you both have to sit across the table from each other, you want to be able to, one, hold a conversation, two, be interested and genuinely interested in each other's works. So that's all I want to tell you about dating over the age of 50. Okay, and I am going to take 917. 917, you are on with Bonnie. Hi. Hello. Okay, 917, I don't know whether maybe you walked away. I'll come back to get you. Anyway, I am so excited. I am going to talk to Candy for just a few minutes. She is our angel girl. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you today?
I am doing fabulous, girlfriend.
Cool.
I know. I was on, I don't know if anybody saw it, but I was on Andrew D's show last night. What is it? The Room Next Door?
The Room Next Door, yeah.
Yeah, it's very crazy.
How'd that go?
I think he muted me. After he muted me, I think I was there for about an hour, and I talked to a couple people, but it was really crazy. We were getting kicked out of the room, somebody else. Then our times were mixed up because we moved the clocks up an hour later. They're still on the early time. So when he said 3:30, it was really 4:30 for me, closer to. So I couldn't do the whole show, but it was a lot of fun. He's a great guy, and it worked out perfect. I love the venue. I just, I'm so used to the radio that when I'm looking at people on Skype and I see three or four or five, I'm like, I think I'm at a party. So to me, I'm just rather talking to them. So, and Spirit came through a few times, but you don't know. Like, I kept seeing Clydesdales for this one lady, but he muted me. So I kept saying, writing in there, I keep seeing Clydesdales, but you know, it's their symbol. So like Candy, you know, she probably didn't have Clydesdales, but maybe her parents took her to Busch Gardens. I mean, you know, or maybe that she went and saw a show. You just don't know unless you talk to the person, and I couldn't talk because I think he muted me, but I'm not sure. So.
Oh, yeah, but they could be old horses that maybe like her grandparents had back in the day. They had those big, huge workhorses.
Absolutely.
That could have been too.
I put that in chat. I put that in. So, you know, but it's really crazy because when you look at people, like I'm not used to that, you can, you know, and the spirits start coming, you're looking, and the same thing happened to Andrew. You're talking to one, but the spirit of the next person standing there telling you something, you don't know which one it is. So when you're talking on the phone like you and I do, you're only talking to that one person. So usually it'll come, for me, it comes through that, you know, doing that. But it was really fun. I had a great time, and I thought it was something I've never done before, and it was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Maggie would like to say hi to you. She's in chat today.
Oh, hi, Maggie. I haven't seen Maggie for forever. How's Maggie doing? Does she have a question?
She's doing really good. She said she hasn't been around because she's writing a book.
Ah, is it about her tree cards?
She said it is about, just a second. About her weird stuff and her awakening and the weird stuff that went on and the experiences and things she's learned.
Oh, I love that. But you know what? I love you too, Maggie. Here I am being a control freak. I would love you to write about your tree cards because they're the coolest things I've ever. I mean, I'm a willow, everyone. I love that. Ask, Maggie, I would love her to get back on so that she can, you know, tell everybody about her tree cards and do some tree card readings because they are real. We were talking about root chakras all week, and that would have been perfect because trees are so earthy, you know, that's so Mother Gaia that I would have loved some tree card readings. So hopefully she'll get back into stopping such a hibernating bunny there. And come on out and play with us. You know? So
yes.
Do you know what tree card you are? Did she do a tree card for you?
No, I don't. I haven't had the pleasure of her doing that for me.
Well, can she pull? Well, she probably doesn't have it sitting there. I'm putting her on the spot. But hey, at least she's not on the radio. Ask her if she pulls out a tree card, it would be interesting to see what you are, Candy, because you might want to ask her that. It would be wonderful if you did.
Okay.
So what I want to ask, do you have any angel messages for everybody today?
Well, when you were sitting there talking about the the sacral chakra, Archangel Jophiel came up because she's the yellow angel and she works with that sacral chakra.
Oh, I love that. Wait a minute. I have my angel sitting right here. If you could tell us a little bit about him, about Jophiel, that would be fabulous. Do you have your, or can you tell us a little bit?
I don't have any of my stuff up right now.
Well, then I am going to take the pleasure of being able to tell you about Jophiel because I have all of my angels sitting right here because I did that. Jophiel's name means beauty of God. And her aura, well, it said her aura is deep pink rose. So I'm looking. Let me see who I was saying was yellow. Here it is. Is Azrael.
Azrael.
Azrael. Name means whom God helps. And his aura is a beautiful shade of vanilla cream, a very pale yellow tone. Now, there's a few of them that have yellow because that cream
yellow
is... Yeah, that cream isn't exactly the yellow that you have with that, you know, chakra. So I am looking at, and citrine and copper. I can't figure out if citrine, I know citrine is a real yellow, but copper is more like a, I don't know, a pinky brown, I think.
Pinky brown, yeah.
Yes, they had those two sitting together, but I was looking because the other yellow chakra for, you know, for angels is they do the whole rainbow is Raziel, and that is a beautiful. It looks like a beautiful prism of light. It's clear since clear quartz also includes every color of the rainbow. I love Raziel because that way you can that way if you don't know, he's got all the colors going. So that's why I like that one, and I do love the fact that, I mean, I'm looking and I really, that's why, also Uriel has pale yellow. So I don't see anything that has a bright, bright yellow, or I'm not looking and I don't see it because there's a million angels. I just have a list of, you know, several. But, you know, that's who I would call on, really. Is I like the Zadkiel. The name is Righteous of God. That's the deep indigo lapis. So, no, it's Uriel. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I'm just going to stick with Raziel because Raziel is the rainbow. Then I'll never get it wrong. Raziel means, means secret of God. And so do you have any since Jophiel came through, it doesn't really matter the color. Do you have any messages from Jophiel for us?
Well, Jophiel is the angel of beautiful thoughts. So, like, any thought that you have that's out there that's beautiful – it's because she or he is helping you with that. And she's also known as the Angel of Beauty. She helps people learn how to think beautiful thoughts that can help them develop beautiful souls.
Oh, do you know what? I know why you brought Jophiel through. Because when you're talking about self-esteem, self-worth, and mm-hmm. love of self, that would be Jophiel because she helps to heal all negativity and chaos in your life, which would have to do with self-esteem, self-respect, and self-worth. So actually, it didn't matter what color Jophiel represents. She actually, that's a great one to rock when you're talking about healing the self. So I love that.
Right. She's also the patron angel of artists and intellectual people.
Oh, well, then she must be mine. No, I'm kidding. that's so cute. Well, you know what? I'll tell you, and you know who I rock with because you do too. But the reason is because I am drawn to the stone so much, talking about gemstones. I am drawn to the watermelon tourmaline. And you know who rocks the watermelon tourmaline?
Metatron.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, I always thought
that's why I have them.
I know. You have three little ones that always want to be together. But I'm thinking about going and seeing if I can find one. But, you know, I just wear those colors. I don't know why. But I love that some kind of quartz. It's like the magician for me. I wonder if he'd be the magician card. Or not the, because it's changing It's a quartz that starts from green and then goes to red. It is the coolest thing I've ever seen, as three parts to it getting there. And it's one stone. So to me, that shows transformation and change. It's like an alchemist. You can change water into wine. You can change, to me, it's just the epiphany of Metatron, because Metatron is so into, he's God's, like right hand.
Master.
Yeah. So, and in fact, I have what he is here before I start blowing off at the mouth. Metatron, who is also the prophet and scribe Enoch, is said to have walked with God. That's why I said he was God's right-hand man, and retained his God-given purity during his mortal life. He is one of only two archangels who were once mortal men, who walked upon the earth and was escorted directly by God to the seventh heaven to reside and work. His job is to record everything that happened on earth and keep it in the Akashic records. Oh, goodness gracious. He also has a very special place in his heart. This is what I love. For children, especially those labeled with ADD or ADHD. Well, my whole family, except Lauren and my husband, have ADD and ADHD. He works to find alternatives to Ritalin and other psychotropic medications.
Right.
Also, he is passionate about all childhood issues and encourages everyone to call on him for concerns about their children. His aura is beautiful green and pink stripes. The crystal aligned with Metatron's energy is watermelon tourmaline. I love that. I just got chills reading.
You know, he comes to me as purple.
Yes.
I think they come to each person in different colors that they associate with them.
You know, I think color is they radiate color to identify who they are, but like you said, everybody identification is different. So because I'm such a moonstone girl, and I didn't know there was an angel that actually rocked moonstones, and the angel is Haniel.
Oh, and she's a beautiful. Oh, she's a beautiful angel, too. My goodness.
And if I look at Haniel, she's the glory of God, and her aura is a bluish white like the moon's glow.
Right.
Haniel helps us recover the lost secrets of natural healing remedies, especially involving the harnessing of the moon's energy and potions. And I'm a moon child. So that's probably why I love it. And crystals. She adds beauty, harmony, and the company of wonderful friends to your life, and helps you be poised and centered before and during an important event. She will care for you with her nurturing mother energy and effect miracles with her love for you. And she is associated, wear or hold a moonstone. Oh, my. Do you know what? Some moonstones have the face of the moon on it. And I love that because, like some faces, I'm not a face person. I have to tell you, none of the pictures, that's probably, I need to go back into my past life and see whose face I didn't want. But I can tell you that none of my pictures in my home represent, except photographs of my family, have any faces on them. They're all of flowers. They're all like a floral or a garden scene. Every one of my pictures has a flower in it. So in some way, in the picture. My sister, they're all faces. So it's interesting. I don't, so when I see a moonstone with a face in it, I'm not always thrilled because I see a face, but I love it because it's the moon. I always think it's the moon smiling at me. But I got to get my moonstone back. I used to have a necklace that had a big moon with the moonstone face on it. And I don't know where and a half my stuff is, but anyway, I'll have to look for it. So... I know. Well, listen, I want to tell everybody about next week, because next week we've got a lot of guests coming. I'm going to just tell you about Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Monday is me, and me, of course. It's Wake Up World with Bonnie, and I will bring you some more metaphysics. I hope we get to change the subject soon, Spirit, because I know they want me to do 7 weeks of chakra, so I did the root chakra. I skipped and went to the solar plexus, but I know I'm going to have to go to the other chakras. So on Monday, I'll do one of the chakras, and on Friday, we'll start something new. On Tuesday, I've got Grant Collier here. Ah! He's the UK medium. You know you've experienced Grant.
Yes, he's really good. I like him. Bonnie, we also have another special guest in chat. Jerry Humphreys is in here.
Jerry, and listen, Grant just did an article for Jerry's magazine, and they're close friends. I've got Jerry Humphreys coming twice this month because you know I rock Jerry. He's just amazing. So, and Jerry's magazine is, and I think yesterday I gave this all out because I'm on the fifth page because I'm Ask Bonnie on Psychic Insight Magazine. What you want to do is go to www.psychicinsightmagazine.com and make sure that at the bottom you contact as your contact information. If you have any questions for Ask Bonnie or you want to write an article, use your contact information there. Anyway, I am going to tell you who's coming in. So Monday is me. Tuesday is Grant Collier. Wednesday is Dr. Ron Cole. He'll be doing the next two cards in the Major Arcana. And I'm just so excited about that because I don't use cards. So it's really cool. And after that is the girls. Just like The View, we're back. It's Annabelle Miller, Brenda Brand, and me. So I want to say welcome and hello to Jerry if he's still there. Ah, he is. Jerry, I love you. You just rock our house so much. I can't wait till you're on. Jerry's coming the following Tuesday, and I think the following Tuesday after that. So, everybody, Jerry Humphreys is the CEO of PsychicInsightMagazine.com. You got to put www. His email is Sense of Knowing, www.senseofknowing. Is it the UK or .com? You have to ask Jerry.
I believe the UK's in there. Jerry, can you put that up?
Yeah, so he is, you can get a hold of him. He is amazing. I mean, he's my go-to guy. He knows that. He does everything. He goes in through his Indian spirit animals. He does totems. He throws animal spirit cards. He is one of the most connected. I mean, everybody I have is connected. He's super connected to spirit, super connected to you when he taps into you. He's a Reiki master and healer. Believe me, I've got friends that go to him that he's worked miracles with. And Jerry, you know who that is. And I can't, you know, I just can't say enough about Jerry. But he'll be here to speak with all of you. He'll be here to talk to everyone and give you messages. And any time you need to talk to Jerry, look on my week page and see when he's coming. I know he's coming, I think, the next 2 weeks after this week coming. So TBA is Thursday, and Friday again is wrap up your week with me on Friday. So I love it. I just, you know, I'm what I'm doing now is, and I want to tell everybody, I've got Mark Anthony. He's got a new book out. He's a psychic lawyer. He wrote Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. One of our listeners just told us that they just read that book and ordered his new one, Evidence of Eternity. He's going to be right here on my show on, I think it's May. We changed the date. It's May 15th or 16th, whatever that Saturday is. I'm looking in my book because I didn't put it down yet. He is going to be here at 7 o'clock, and he's going to do Evidence of Eternity. It's going to be a blockbuster evening. So please, when I put it up, you got to tune in, be in here early. He's a mesmerizing speaker and writer, and wait till you read this book, Evidence of Eternity. He is just amazing medium himself and a lawyer, and he combines the two. He's redefined the word mediumship, which I love. We're interdimensional communicators. I have 60 seconds to say thank you for being here. I hope to see you Monday. All of you have a safe and wonderful weekend. Just remember, and I wish I could have put Jerry on, because the 13th isn't always a nasty number. The 13th adds to 4, and 4 is a grounding, happy, harmony, karmic number. So everyone have a wonderful weekend. Don't let the 13th scare you, and just have a wonderful day. Have a great weekend. Be safe, happy, and have fun. Thank you. Bye. Bye, Candy.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Bye.